I'm Becky, and the Director of Comms and Engagement for the Trust.
So we're here at Ashford Hospital after a successful community day at St Peter's. Ashford's turn today. So what's been happening here today?
Well, we've got loads going on. We've got theatre tours and mindfulness relaxation sessions. We've got maternity tours, ophthalmology tours. We've got our healing arts colleagues here doing some live art. We've had a harpist playing some music. Oh, wow. We've got face paints, and we've got all our lovely partners supporting us well, such as Healthwatch Surrey. So it's a fabulous day. I mean, we're really keen to engage with our community, not just when they are using our services, because like you said, they're usually quite stressed and anxious, and actually they are only coming for that specific reason. This is really about educating people about all the things we do, actually connecting and having fun with our community and all the different generations, and actually opening people's eyes to careers in the NHS as well, and especially the younger members of our community who might be thinking about what way to go. We're really keen to engage them in the many different careers that we have, because we're a huge part of our community and one of the biggest employers.
Yeah, and it's not just, you know, sort of a front face inside of the NHS. There's all sorts of careers you can have within the organisation, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Like, for instance, we've got the estates team with us today who have actually been doing virtual AI tours of some of our areas. We've got the portraiting team, we've got our volunteers team, we've got our charity team, you've got the comms team right here. There's, you know, our photographer and videographers, out and about. There's so many different things that are non-clinical jobs and not something that you might think about necessarily when you think about working for the NHS.
Absolutely. So, you know, food for thought, if people are looking for a career in the NHS, to come and find out what's available. And in terms of the general public coming in here, what's the reaction been today?
It's been one of joy, really. They've been happy, smiling faces. The children have been loving the little tours and trails that we've got, and the goodie bags and the interactive stands. The older generations have got lots of smiles on their faces as well, enjoying pieces of cake. So it's just a really nice vibe, and also it's quite nice for us as staff to actually see each other when we're in that kind of space. We're being able to have more chats because we're not rushing in our busy sort of day-to-day jobs, and actually meeting some of our colleagues and partners. And so it's a really good networking opportunity for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, day to day, you know, busy in your day-to-day job, you're not going to get a chance to have those conversations, not get a chance to catch up with people. So that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely is. And also it's important that we can bring our families here as well, because often, you know, for instance, my children ask me what I do, you know, and sometimes they don't really sort of grasp it, but actually coming in, which, you know, they don't usually get the opportunity to do, and actually meeting colleagues and seeing what we do firsthand is actually a really special opportunity.
Yeah, so is this something that you run every year across the two hospitals? It's sort of regular?
Well, we did start our first one before COVID. So obviously, during the COVID pandemic, we couldn't open our doors. But this year was our first year doing it at both sites, and we plan to do it biannually going forward. But we're doing lots of other community events as part of the Integrated Care Partnership that we are a part of, Northwest Surrey Alliance. So we're going to be coming into people's local towns and neighbourhoods with similar events like this. So we'll be doing that next year. So watch out for us.
Yeah, and this is so important because, you know, as we mentioned, a hospital can be a scary place, and maybe people don't know what to expect. And by coming to an event like this, or having an event in your community, you know, you get to kind of maybe reassure people who may have concerns and know about procedures and things happening.
Well, yeah, and also it's really important for us to actually speak to people and educate people about health and well-being and nutrition and movement and all of those types of things, because obviously they're the things that keep people well, and hopefully they'll then avoid using our services, because obviously we are here to serve our community, but we want to try and prevent people from actually having to use our services. So that's a really, really important part of days like this as well for us, is that education and prevention piece as well.
Yeah, they're really important, because, you know, you can prevent people from ending up in the hospital. I mean, the NHS, as we know, under pressure, so anything you can do to kind of reduce that pressure
is key. And so that's why we're looking at more of those types of interventions now, and actually going out into schools, etc. Many of our colleagues do, in all of the different areas that they work in, because it's so key, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you come to work for the NHS then?
Well, my family have always been in the NHS, really, and it wasn't something that I thought that I would actually go into. Again, I was a photographer for quite a while, and I worked for a local newspaper, and then I just kind of sort of fell into it, and again, not realising that there were careers in my area in the NHS, and I have a real passion for people, and so that's how I kind of ended up here, and I've been at Ashford and St Peter's now for 10 years, and I love it.
What's the best thing about your job? We've had to in a few words.
It is actually the people, and it's the community, and it's knowing that I'm actually doing something that's helping colleagues to find out information, helping our community to find out about information. I suppose that's, the best thing about it, really, is the people.
Hello, I'm Meryl. I'm a nurse here. I've worked here in Ashford Outpatients on and off for over 20 years. I'm technically retired now, but on the bank, and I still come in and work generally about one day a week on average now.
You're also a Morris dancer as well.
In my spare time, usually about once a week, we all get, a whole group of us get together and we do some Morris dances.
I'd never have guessed. I mean, just look at, talk about what your outfit you have on today.
What have I got on? Well, I am wearing a red waistcoat, a white shirt, and I've got lots of bells on me, as you can probably hear.
Love that.
Here we are. I'm doing a little...
So how did you first get interested in Morris dancing, then, Mel?
I don't know, really. It's something I've always watched and wanted to, you know, wanted to do when I was younger and never really got round to doing it. And then I saw a poster up on the in Laleham, where I live, and I saw that they were saying a Morris dancing group was happening. And this is when I retired, and I thought, oh, why not? I'll give it a go. So we're all fairly elderly, but you know, we're not like the young men that you normally see doing massive leaps up in the air or anything like that. We're a little bit more sedate because the knees are going and things like that, but it's great fun.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fun. And
most important is it keeps you moving and it keeps the joints going, and just the fact that it's fun and you've got music going all makes for a very lovely and entertaining morning.
Absolutely, and I'd imagine aside from the sort of the benefits of the exercise as well, it's meeting people and, you know, the mental health benefits.
Yes, and particularly the music as well, because sometimes our accordion player, who should be arriving shortly, and when he starts playing, I just can't stop my feet moving and I've got to dance.
You love dancing then? I'm gathering that,
I love dancing, I love singing. I'm in two choirs at the moment, but we do lots of singing as well. And I think particularly there's something about music that when you hear music, it just can, you know, it depends what sort of music is, but it can sometimes really lift the soul.
It can, and it takes you on a journey as well, and maybe you hear a song that you haven't heard for a while, takes you back to a happier time in your life. It's really powerful, isn't it?
And I don't know what it is, and maybe different brains are wired different ways, but there is something when you hear music and it can just take you there, and it's like you can just be transported somewhere else completely. And particularly if you're in pain or if you're having mental health problems, I think that the joy and the benefit. I can't get my tongue round that one, can I? You ought to say I've got a very big gap between my front teeth. Can actually do absolute wonders for.
So we talked about your Morris dancing, your career in the NHS. I mean, how did you come to work in the NHS? How did that come about?
When I left school, I was of the generation where, as a female, you either became a secretary, a teacher, you worked in a shop, or you became a nurse. Well, I definitely didn't want to be a teacher, and I didn't really want to be a secretary. I didn't want to work in a shop. So because there was in my family, the nursing route was the route I went down. And I trained at the London Hospital. I actually was one of the experimental nurses. We did a degree as well. I did a degree in economics at the same time. And I worked there for a bit, and then I worked in health service research for most of my career until about, it's 23 years ago now. And I worked in a lot of the London hospitals as a research nurse, a research officer, looking at lots of various different health service related projects. But then when they started coming back to doing revalidation, and we had to do so many hours actually on the ward or that could be counted, and I had a small son, it was getting too difficult to travel up to London, and I came back and worked part-time here, or first of all on the bank and then part-time here in Ashford, because it was where I lived, and I went back to being a basic grade staff nurse again. And outpatients has been a wonderful place to work. Yeah. I really enjoy working in outpatients.
You get to meet some right characters, don't you, for your job?
Yes.
Brilliant. So for you then, for your career in the NHS and still working for the NHS on the bank team, what's the best thing about the NHS for you?
Oh, it's one of the things is meeting all the other people and just seeing all the stories and how people are coping. I would say maybe sometimes you feel that you're doing some good, but a lot of the time I just feel there's so much more that really could be done. Yeah. But it's been a wonderful career, and I must admit, I really enjoyed my research career as well. That was really good as well.
It's good you're able to sort of stay part of the NHS and stay connected on the bank staff then.
Yep. It's really good because it means I can choose the hours, yeah, and I can say no if there's something else, yeah, on, and I can take as much leave as I want.
And you can do your other commitments,
I can do my Morris dancing, I can do my singing, and my latest little project is learning to ring bells. I chime bells, that's quite easy, but I'm now learning to ring real bells. I never realised how hard it was. And the other thing about bell ringing is it's good for arm movement, keeping your arms going as well.
Hello, my name's Justine Jasper and I work as the Lead Eye Clinic Liaison Officer for Sight for Surrey, and I work at the Ashford Hospital in the Ophthalmology Department.
So you kind of work for Sight for Surrey, but you're based at the hospital then, is that how that works?
Absolutely. My role forms the bridge between the clinical care in the hospital and the social care that people need when they get home.
So talk us through what sort of thing that you would do in your role then.
So in my role, I work with the clinical team at the hospital and talk with patients and consultants and provide the emotional and practical advice and support that somebody might need when they go home.
Okay, so what sort of advice would that be?
So we can offer a whole range of support from Sight for Surrey. That can be anything from equipment to assessments to what sort of clubs you might want to go to or join. And we have hubs as well where people can come along and meet each other.
And you mentioned clubs. I mean, this is really important because, you know, somebody could be living on their own, they come into hospital, they go home and they're just kind of on their own again. And that can lead to all sorts of problems around isolation, can't it?
It can, and we're really big on tackling isolation, so we provide a lot of support for people at various locations across Surrey where they can come and talk to us and meet each other and have a cup of tea and a piece of cake.
That's good. Yeah, we like cups of tea, pieces of cake. And aside for Surrey, you also help with equipment as well and adapted equipment, I gather.
Yes, we have a wonderful resource centre where people who are visually impaired or hearing impaired can come along and they can have a full assessment to find out what equipment would suit them best.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things, isn't there, that are available to help people be independent?
There is. We have things like, obviously, a magnifier, a talking clock or a talking watch, and then also a little gadget called a liquid level indicator that can sit on your cup and tell you when to stop pouring.
Fat, so you can make your own cup of tea. Brilliant.
Absolutely, no more underfilled or overfilled cups. We actually had somebody the other day say that they were going to use it for their whiskey.
Okay, that's probably not what it's designed for, though. Cups of tea and, yeah, whiskey and any other liquid you can just drink, yeah? That equipment, is there a cost for all of this to people that are using the services and people that are, you know, using the equipment, or is it all funded by the Site for Surrey?
So we provide statutory services for Surrey County Council for sensory loss. So some equipment people don't have to pay for, and some they do.
And what people may not realise, you know, you talk about Site for Surrey, but also the hearing, you work with hearing as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have our hearing services, so we provide BSL support, we have interpreters, and we have a deaf social worker as well that can help support people.
Really good to know that the support's out there, and it's good to know that you're available in the hospital, because, you know, as we said, it can be a really scary experience for people, particularly with sensory, you know, loss and issues around that, find themselves in unfamiliar surroundings.
So yes, working in the ophthalmology department is vital to the clinical teams that work here, because the people that they support will need answers, and when they go home, they go, what support is available for me? So Site for Surrey can help fill the gap and make sure that people get the help that they need.
It's about supporting the hospital, but then when you come out as well. So it's, how do we find out more about Site for Surrey and the work you do?
Well, you can visit our website at Site for Surrey. You can also reach us on the telephone as well. Our telephone number is 01372 377701. And we're always there to help you.
My name is Ernestina Osei. They call me Tina for short. I'm the sister in charge of the eye clinic, both Ashford and St. Peter's. And we see about 100 to 150 patients a day, which are busy.
Wow, that's a very busy department then, isn't it?
It is, and people don't recognize us anyway, but we are doing a very good job. What we do is, all new starters, we train everybody to fit the rules, most of the rules, so that when someone is sick or annual leave or something, we're able to fit the role, because it's a specialty. Yeah. So you can't just bring somebody in a day, yeah, to say, yeah.
So you each cover each other if somebody's...
Exactly. We rub off. Okay. Yeah, that's what
This is really important, because, you know, that means you're not going to have appointments cancelled because of staff
exactly.
sickness.
You're right, yes. Yeah. We make sure appointments are not cancelled.
Very important.
Yes, very important. They are only cancelled when it's absolutely...
Yeah. Because, you know, people wait a long time for their appointments, and then, you know, they get themselves sort of geared up thinking, this is the day I'm going to have it. And then if it gets cancelled and things like that happen, that can add unnecessary stress, can't it?
Yeah, you are right. Yeah. Because cancellation, and the patients are also very good, because they wait long for the appointment. So they don't just cancel appointment like that. They just give us this thing, so we can actually replace them or fix them with other patients, because they are waiting. The waiting list is too much. Yeah. For both injection and then surgery, so we always make sure appointments are not wasted. So we tell them to, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And as a patient, we can play our part by, you know, turning up for appointments. Do you get people that don't turn up sometimes? Is that a big problem?
Yeah. They don't turn up, and sometimes it's very bad, a very this thing for us to get appointment for them, because. Yeah. Some of them is even they need appointment within 2-3 weeks, but it turns up 2 months just because of the backlog.
Yeah.
So for you to cancel the appointment to get another one, it's not a joke. Yeah. It's a waste because somebody needs to. So we always advise them, if there's something that is prompting them not to come, they have to let us know, so that as soon as so we can actually replace them, especially with casualties. We don't have slot for casualties at all. So when they give them casualty appointment and they are not coming, they should tell us as soon as possible, so that we can actually replace their casualties.
So how did you come to work for the NHS then? What were you in? How did you start working for the NHS?
Oh, I started, is it 2003? I was then a staff nurse. And I started in Ashford Hospital, and then went to Moorfields Eye Hospital, and then came back to so I'm moving the hospital. It's only Ashford and Moorfields, and I've got a lot of experiences. Yeah, so normally when I have the experience, I come here and then deliver it. It is because we all know that Moorfields is one of the leading eye hospitals. So for you to be there is a privilege. So all my trainings, all my basic training, and even up to now, I got all my trainings there. So the impact is massive on Ashford, because I have got the knowledge and I impart this knowledge to my colleagues.
What's the best thing about the NHS for you then?
The best for NHS is that, no, you know, it's hard for all of us, because at least if you are even sick, it takes care of you. It's not like a private when you are sick, it's this in the world. And then there's well-being attached to the hospital. So if there's anything, you just, you know where to go. And it's not like one way, we have okay health. We have different things. So if somebody is in your unit and you realize you need referral to occupational health, you can easily call them. And then there are a lot of access and they're learning development. There's a lot of development in there. And then it will also take you up. That's because I started with band 5 and now I'm band 7. So you see, it's NHS who is taking me there.
Brilliant. It's been really good to talk to you. Really good to hear about work that you do, which, you say, often goes under the radar, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's massive. It's massive work we're doing, and we're really helping this thing. Which it's helping with the prevention, because not only do they come to the clinic, we educate them. And then they also take their knowledge to the, at least to the this thing. Though they've got a lot of leaflets or in the media, they get a lot. But when it's face to face with the doctors and all those things, they get a lot of food. And then they get it to their relatives or whatever. So it's really, 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 we really doing a good job. And then, and today the mayor was here with us, and then the chief, a lot of these top people are here, and then they really have seen what the eye unit we are doing, because people don't recognize us, because we are like small unit, people don't even know where we are, but we are really doing very well.
Hi, I'm Kat Cook and I'm the Healing Arts Manager for Ashford and St Peter's Hospital. So we've got various programs. One is really connecting people with nature, so improving our gardens, so when patients need that time to be outside, looking at nature around them. We know it has such a lovely calming effect on people. The other programmes, so we've got the visual arts. It's making the wards feel less clinical, makes you feeling more relaxed. We also have a fantastic music programme, so getting musicians on the wards, breaking up the boredom of the day and the kind of the clinical timetable, but as well as kind of just having some fun. Yeah. And it's fantastic. Lots of smiles all around.
And you mentioned being in hospital, it's unfamiliar surroundings, and often you go into a ward and it's very clinical, and you just kind of like, the day just goes on and it feels very, very long and very scary, very anxious. So, what you're doing is helping to break up that board and helping to give something for someone to focus on other than maybe their surgery or whatever in hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's quite an isolating place, so having something for people to focus on and kind of connect to when they leave the hospital, they've got some things to look forward to. And also when visitors come and spend time with their loved ones, we've got beautiful gardens and rooms, so that we've got non-kind of clinical areas where they can feel, have a bit of home comfort and have beautiful, calm spaces for them to be in and not feel like they're in the hospital.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's all about the mental well-being, and mental health is so important, isn't it? We sort of know that coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where kind of, we all spent so much time in our gardens. And so that really kind of highlights the importance of, having these special places to go and having, getting in touch with being creative. So, some of the five steps to well-being is connecting with others. It's learning a new skill. It's kind of being active. And the different art forms and the arts across the hospitals manage to do all of those things.
So you work across Ashford, St Peter's and Woking as well. And do you do work in the community with sort of groups outside of hospitals as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic. So we have lots of groups of volunteers who come and do a fantastic job, help us. We're planting 1,000 daffodils at Ashford Hospital, ready for Mother's Day, which will just absolutely make a difference to those visitors coming to see their mums in the hospital, but also when they're waiting outside. We've got a whole network, so we work with all the GP practices and lots of the mental health charities around as well. So It's not just for when people are in the hospitals, but when they leave, it's making sure we've got those connections and all the arts available to them.
Yes. And you must be a very creative person to be in this line of work then, I'd imagine.
I would consider myself quite creative, but I think we have an incredibly creative team around us. And like I say, out in the community, we have musicians coming in to play. We've got our own ambulance drivers or surgeons that come and play the piano in our main entrance. And we've got paintings up done by our own staff as well and the volunteers. So I think everyone's got a creative part to them, whether they know it, admit it or not.
I love the idea of people like driving ambulances, but also singing or playing instruments, using those creative talents, because that breaks down barriers as well, doesn't it? Seeing people that you may associate with surgery or whatever, medical procedures, doing things like that, that's going to make them more accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of, staff who they've got obviously very high pressure jobs and they work long hours. But playing music is a really good way for them to transition and decompress when they finish work. So having that a beautiful piano or having kind of an outlet for the staff as well is really, really important. So they can go home, they can relax, and then they can come in the next day and do the magnificent job that they do.
Yeah, it's important as well, not just patients, but the staff as well, looking after their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really key part of the programme that we have. So, yeah.
Okay. And how did the programme, the Healing Arts programme, how did it start here at the Trust?
It started in 2019 and it was recognised for the Arts and Health Foundation. The evidence was growing on the power that the arts have on people's mental health, but also on their physical health and the difference it can make in different environments. So that's when it really pushed off. Obviously, COVID happened, but it's really fantastic that we've kind of re-energized the program and getting the music back on the wards, back on the maternity units, making arts, but also making the spaces brighter, full of paintings, full of colour, and just making the whole environment a bit better for visitors, patients and our staff.
And it is these little things that may seem, when you look at them on paper, like a little act of painting a wall or putting some flowers in, but combined, putting those things together, that just makes a whole hospital experience less scary, I guess.
Yeah, and it's often when I explain to people what I do in the hospitals, I think when the arts are there for when you need it. So I think when you're in a hospital environment and you're staring at a blank wall, it can be really hard. So you'll see the difference when you're in a nice environment and you've got a beautiful enclosed garden to go to. You will appreciate it much more.
And how did you get involved with this? What was it that attracted you to get involved and take all this up?
Well, I've always worked in the arts sector, but increasingly I worked with lots of social impact programs, and I worked with lots of young people who have lots of mental health difficulties, adults with mental health difficulties, and just seeing those programs and seeing someone who is really shy, has got lots of barriers to overcome, but seeing how the arts and kind of the social aspect and the creative aspect can really bring them out of themselves and really help.
Yes, brilliant. How can we find out more about Healing Arts?
So the Healing Arts program is up on the Ashford and St Peter's website, but we also do lots of kind of community events, because a lot of the programs are supported by the donations made to the hospital. So your charity and donations really make this happen and make it better. We always, a lot of the people from the community who take part in our music programs, for instance, are they give back because they've either been treated on the hospitals or their mum's been on the ward, and finding a way to give back can be their time volunteering, their skills being a musician, or that they come along to events like this.
And that must be so interesting for you to hear those stories, somebody comes along to volunteer and the reasons why they're doing it, those personal stories.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a new garden in St. Peter's called the Serenity Garden, and that was gifted to us by a company who the director had recently had treatment in the hospital, and you know, the hospital saved his life. So what he could give back was his skills, and he got his whole workforce down and recreated this beautiful wellbeing garden. So that's just such a lovely kind of round way of giving back.
Yes, it's a great sort of circle where it continues. You know, people have that experience of hospital, want to give back, and then make the experience of being in hospital better for future people. It's been really interesting to talk to you, and I guess you're sort of looking out for volunteers. So what sort of roles would a volunteer do within the healing arts?
Well, we've got all sorts. We've got garden volunteers, volunteers who will come and kind of keep some patients company on the wards. There's volunteers who will do really what sounds like really simple but really vital roles, like actually being at the info desk and helping people find where their appointment is. So yeah, we've got a whole host of volunteer roles, so please do, if you're interested, because we know that it's a really rewarding thing to do.
Absolutely. Catherine, really good to talk to you, and just want to wish you continued success with everything you're doing through the healing arts.
Thank you, and I hope you have a lovely rest of the day here at Ashford.